He's a nurse in Britain's National Health Service, and he's never struggled as much to make ends meet. Chukwudube Mifiejuna says he's seen colleagues leave the profession to work in supermarkets because the wages are better. He's staying put, but he's making sacrifices.
I've had to cut down on a lot of things with the kids, which I can't afford to provide for them because of the high cost of living. So it's not just about clapping for us during the pandemic. I think we need to be respected and appreciated for what we do.
Now, for the first time, nurses in all parts of the UK except Scotland will stage two 12-hour strikes next month. Their representative body, the Royal College of Nursing, says they had no choice after the government rejected calls for formal talks over NHS pay. The RCN says experienced nurses are 20% worse off in real terms compared to 2010 due to successive below-inflation pay awards.
This is not something that nurses do at the drop of a hat. It's not something that nursing staff have ever done across the whole of the UK in such huge numbers. So it is significant, and it should be sending a really clear message to the government that they need to do something.
Health Secretary Steve Barclay says the pay demands are not affordable, pointing to this year's rise worth 4% on average, following last year's 3% rise, despite a general public sector pay freeze. But unions argue that instead of investing in current nursing staff, billions of dollars are being spent on agency workers to plug workforce gaps, with 25,000 nursing staff leaving the NHS in the last year.
You've got a lot of people leaving because of, you know, being under too much pressure, for example, or those who are considering leaving, they often cite issues around not having enough staff to do a good job, for example. So you've just got a pattern of work, which is very challenging.
Nurses will still provide emergency care during the strikes, but routine services will be hit hard at a time when the system's already under extreme pressure. Further strikes are likely in the sector in the coming months, involving people like junior doctors and ambulance workers. In Scotland, planned strikes have been called off after the devolved government came up with an offer worth 8% for a newly qualified nurse. But the rest of Britain is getting ready for severe disruption. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera, London.